11:58 p.m. April 28. Elections Canada has reported that 104 out of 105 polls in the Yukon have now closed. The Yukon's elected representative in Ottawa will be Brendan Hanley from the Liberal Party with 11,687 votes, representing 52.8% of the vote share. Ryan Leaf captured 38.7% of the vote share with 8,573 votes, followed by NDP's Catherine McCallum with 6.4% at 1,417 votes, and Gabrielle Dupont from the Green Party with 464 votes, making up 2.1% of the vote share. The last remaining poll involves special ballots for Yukoners voting outside the riding, which represents approximately 600 votes, according to Elections Canada. This concludes the news live reporting for the evening. 10:17 p.m. April 28. Liberal Brendan Hanley has captured a majority of the vote share with 8,766 votes, followed by Conservative Ryan Leaf with 6,714, NDP Catherine McCallum with 1,162 and Green Party Gabrielle Dupont with 378 votes. So far, 101 of the 105 polls have closed with just 4 remaining before final unofficial results come in. 9:52 p.m. April 28. Chance of Brendan. Brendan, at the Liberal supporters gathering as the next Yukon MP enters. With only 9 polls uncounted, his vote total is almost 1,400 more than Ryan Leaf's. Brendan Hanley was all smiles listening to his wife Lise Faranowski introducing him. She credited his shameless ability to corner federal ministers and described his ability to build relationships across party lines as a superpower. 9:31 p.m. April 28. Conservative Ryan Leaf is conceding the election for Yukon MP and plans to go congratulate Liberal Brendan Hanley, who is poised to be the next MP. He offered his concession in a speech to a gathering of supporters. Hanley was up 1,349 votes with 83 polls reporting as Leaf made his announcement. 9:30 p.m. April 28. Liberal candidate Brendan Hanley's lead over Conservative Ryan Leaf has stretched to more than 1,200 votes. He has 5,807, Leaf has 4,604. 75 of 105 Yukon polls have reported their results. Although Hanley has led throughout the evening, attendees of the gathering held by the Conservatives aren't counting their man out. As the results from the 55th poll came in, Ted Laking, who pivoted from federal to territorial politics under the Yukon Party banner ahead of the federal election campaign, noted the Conservative vote, percentage-wise, has grown significantly. Laking said there's still lots of night left, with just over half of the Yukon's polls reporting. Without knowing where, which polls have been opened so far, it's possible that we could see some significant shifts, Laking said. Leaf is expected to speak soon. 9:10 p.m. April 28. Yukon Liberal Association Chair Mike Pemberton reports to the crowd at the Liberal gathering that Brendan Hanley took all 5 of the Yukon's advanced polls. He could not provide vote tallies. With 55 polls reporting Hanley has 4,155 votes to Ryan Leaf's 3,193. Catherine McCallum has 566 votes. Gabrielle Dupont has 185. 8:54 p.m. April 28. The gathering held by the Liberal Party is packed. Their candidate is up by just under 1,000 votes, but attendees are glued to the TV and the mood is restrained. There was a pop of applause when Yukon Liberal Association Chair Mike Pemberton announced that Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre was down by about 1,500 votes in his own riding. This man could be gone by the end of the night, so keep your fingers crossed, Pemberton said. 3,801 votes for Hanley, 2,861 for Leaf, 514 for McCallum, 163 for DuPont. 8:42 p.m. April 28. Brendan Hanley is up 927 votes over his nearest competition with 3,107 votes over Ryan Leaf's 2,180. Catherine McCallum has 419 votes and Gabrielle DuPont has 130. 40 polls have reported. The Liberals are up 13 seats over the Conservatives nationwide. 8:25 p.m. April 28. At the Liberal gathering, a hush fell over those assembled as CBC-TV announced the Liberals and Conservatives are nearing a tie nationwide. Elections Canada presently has the Liberals leading in 154 electoral districts and the Conservatives in 151. Brendan Hanley is still holding a lead in the Yukon, with 1,738 votes over Ryan Leaf's 1,221. Catherine McCallum of the NDP has picked up 214 votes while Gabrielle DuPont of the Greens has 67. With just 22 of the Yukon's 105 polls reporting, Leaf said he is feeling great after running a really good campaign alongside his fellow three candidates from the other parties. Once you do all that work, and you finally turn it over to the hands of Yukoners to make the decision, all the pressure's off me now, he said. I trust what Yukoners decide. It's their democracy. It's their choice. Leaf said the outcome so far at the national level isn't what his campaign had hoped for at this point, but he's confident there will be strong conservative representation in Ottawa. But again, this is democracy, and this is Canada's choice, and we put up a hard fight throughout the campaign, he said. McCallum is at the NDP gathering greeting supporters. Conversations that I had with people, and that people trusted me with the stories, which was unexpected and delightful and sometimes sad and tragic, and I feel really privileged that people felt that they could share those with me on the doorsteps, McCallum said of her campaign. 8:10 p.m. April 28. Nationwide, the Liberals have clinched 133 seats, they're followed by the Conservatives with 93. The Liberals will need 172 seats to form a majority government. With 1,658 votes after 21 polls had reported their counts, Brendan Hanley is sitting on 54.2% of ballots counted. This represents a lead of 521 votes over Ryan Leaf, whose name has been counted 1,137 times so far. This is from the Elections Canada site that seems to have resolved the technical issues experienced earlier in the evening. Govindaraj Murugayan said he voted for Hanley because he was impressed with the work he has done. He noted the number of federal government ministers who have visited the Yukon on the incumbent Liberal MP's watch. Among the roughly 18 people at the NDP gathering are Yukon NDP MLA Lane Treasure and Whitehorse City Councillor Jenny Hamilton. 7:53 p.m., April 28. Liberal Association Chair Mike Pemberton announced Liberal candidate Brendan Hanley leads with 48% of counted votes, drawing cheers from the crowd. The vote count published by Global News has Hanley up by 409 votes, with 12 of 105 Yukon polls reporting. Elections Canada's results page and the one hosted by CBC are still down. 7:50 p.m., April 28. Mike Pemberton, chair of the Yukon Liberal Association, is calling the nationwide election picture an incredible turnaround for his party. He spoke favorably of Justin Trudeau's leadership but acknowledged the shelf life that all politicians are subject to. He says it was good news that Mark Carney's decision to step up into leadership. So he was clearly the choice for the Liberal leader and for the Prime Minister of Canada, and his ability to in economics, he is definitely the right person at the right time to make the changes in the country that we need, Pemberton said. There's no doubt about us, we're behind Mr. Carney 100%. Former Kwanlin Dunn First Nation Chief Doris Bill, who calls herself a longtime Liberal Party supporter, is among those on hand at Hanley's gathering. She says her continuing support is driven by a variety of issues, including healthcare and defense, but that First Nations issues are at the top of her agenda. We've made progress, I think, on the First Nations front, and I didn't want to see that progress go away. She noted that the last time a conservative government came into power in Canada, they cut Indigenous programs and those cuts stayed in place for the duration of their term. Bill expressed cautious optimism that the Yukon will remain a Liberal riding when all the votes are tallied based on conversations she has had and the national trend. 27-year-old Jesse Peters, among those at Ryan Leaf's gathering, said he has voted Liberal since he was 18. Today, he marked his ballot beside Leaf's name in a last-minute decision at the poll. His decision was made after a decade of observing that things have not been getting any better. I've been very on the fence through this entire election. It was kind of a tough one for me, Peters said. I think even if Carney wins, he's going to be a better prime minister than Trudeau. I think he's going to be stronger, but I think Poilievre would be the best man, Peters said. The News is attempting to obtain poll results for the Yukon, but Elections Canada's webpage seems to be encountering technical errors. 7:30 p.m., April 28. Black Press Media is projecting a win for Mark Carney and the Liberals. It's not clear yet if it will be a Liberal majority or minority government, but the Liberals currently sit at 133 seats. They're followed by Conservatives at 93. The crowd at the Conservative gathering in Whitehorse has grown to about 36. People are starting to file into the Liberal gathering. 7:15 p.m., April 28. Supporters of Conservative candidate Ryan Leaf are starting to trickle into Ricky's all-day grill and lounge. Blue balloons are hanging and blue leaf signs are posted around the room. Leaf is expected to speak there later. Among those on hand are Patrick Rubel, who ran against Leaf for the Conservative nomination in Yukon Party MLAs, Wade Istchenko and Patty McLeod. At the NDP gathering held at Joe's Wood-Fired Pizza in Whitehorse, there are about 8 campaign staffers and volunteers present. The Liberal gathering at Tony's Pasta and Seafood House is also quite quiet, with about 6 people watching results come through on TV. No Yukon polls are reporting counts yet. 7 p.m., April 28. The polls are closed in the Yukon. As results are tallied, the Yukon News will be providing live updates on this page and sending our reporters to speak with candidates and their supporters. There were 4 names on the ballots Yukoners marked today and in early polling: Gabrielle DuPont of the Green Party, Brendan Hanley the Liberal incumbent, Conservative Party candidate Ryan Leaf, and Catherine McCallum representing the NDP.